Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's time to rise and grind with us on the Sports Grid Network. We're Sirius XM Channel 159. This is the early line on a Wednesday morning. It's Donnie Wrightside. It's Joe Ranieri. And my goodness, did we have a massive upset last night in the NBA to continue a series. The NHL, sensational Stanley Cup playoffs. The draft, yeah. We're about 24 hours away, Joe. What a time to be alive. What a show we have planned for you guys.
Outstanding evening it was last night, Donnie. The dogs were barking well into the night here, and hopefully you guys cashed a few tickets along the way. We'll see if we can do it again today.
Exactly. A lot of fun to be had. Make sure you stay tuned for the next 2 hours. We got you covered. Now it's time for the biggest topics in sports in the 7-7, and that includes Ice Trey. If you did not watch last night, if you figured if it was a formality that the Boston Celtics would win this game, well, for 95% of the game, you were absolutely correct. But that's not what happens when big-time players make big-time shots when it means the most. Trey Young walks down the court when everybody in the TD Garden, you knew exactly what was going to take place. Didn't matter. Trae Young still knocks down that monster three-point shot and a 119-117 victory for the Atlanta Hawks.
So, basically, the classic Trae Young, right? So, he looks like he's single-handedly going to give the game away. And then at points, he looks like he did. He single-handedly won the game for Atlanta. Now, you mix in the fact that Boston, I don't know what Joe Mazzola was doing at the end, coaching, allowing him to get that last-second shot off. Literally the only guy in the building that could have beat him. But guess what? They let him get it off, and it ended up costing them the game. Now they got to go back to Atlanta for a game six, which they did not want to do.
No, they certainly did not. An extended series, something that probably wasn't in the cards for Boston. Now we'll see. And DeJounte Murray, Joe, also coming back now in the
game six.
We'll see what happens there. So we might have a longer series than we anticipated here. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. I guess we can use this for the Phoenix Suns and the Clippers. Last night, 136-130. The Phoenix Suns will move on. But my goodness, Clippers, what could have been? But Joe Ranieri, we've been saying for years now with the Clippers, what could have been?
Yeah, we're saying it again, right? What could have been? This game was just the wildest one of the evening. You had the Clippers drop 70 in the first half. You had Phoenix drop 50 in the third to take a 20-point lead into the fourth quarter. And ladies and gentlemen, that was your final score. And it was a lot closer than that, too, because they certainly had Clippers opportunities in the final 2 minutes to actually win that game. Unreal.
Absolutely have. And also, how about this? Another series closed out. The Denver Nuggets 112-109 over the Minnesota Timberwolves here. Good fight by the Timberwolves. Just wasn't enough. It's hard to beat the Denver Nuggets on their home court. But if you did have a ticket in your pocket, you were very comfortable getting double digits there with the Timberwolves. Good showing by the Nuggets. Now we have that second round setup. Phoenix Suns, Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, and that should be one of the more entertaining ones. But I'll say this again. I mean, sometimes when teams tell you what they are, you should listen. Again, early in that game, first half, right? Minnesota. Second half, Denver. Back and forth. Five games now in that series. We got exactly the same thing. Slow starts by Denver, big finishes by Denver, and it was big enough to win that game late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, how about that? Nikola Jokic goes for a triple-double here, so he's certainly back to his MVP form. That's going to be a fun series to watch. If you're the NBA, you got to be happy with the TV schedule, saying, okay, number one seed versus the Phoenix Suns. Let's get it on. Let's see what those ratings will be. Let's welcome in the radio audience here. You're watching and listening live to the early line on a Wednesday morning on the Sports Grid Network, SiriusXM Channel 159. It's Donnie and Joe going over the hottest topics in sports from last night, which includes, we're going to spend an entire segment on this. Will Levis moves halves his odds based on a Reddit post. So some random online is able to manipulate odds across the sports betting landscape. Fantastic story. I can't wait to deep dive into this, Joe.
I've been hearing about Will Levis now for months. This is not new. It's perceived to be new, but the reality is he has been compared to Josh Allen out of Wyoming by everybody, every pundit in the world. Everyone settle down. We're, 24 hours, 48 hours away, Donnie. We'll all figure out if he's the guy you think he is in the draft. We'll figure it out.
Don't make Joe Ranieri go to social media and put a plan out there with another player moving up that draft board to manipulate those odds. It can happen, and it will be a fun 24 to 36 hours before the draft does take place. How about this? The Pirates spending money, something we never usually equate to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Brian Reynolds gets an 8-year extension for over $100 million.
Yeah, and you know what? Kudos to Pirate fans who finally have something, a player that they are investing in that they don't have to watch play for the Yankees or Dodgers or somebody else. So and well deserved too. The kid is an absolute monster, and he's going to be a monster in a Pirate uniform for a long time. I don't feel like we've said that in a long time here.
Yeah, and how about that? I haven't said this in a long time. Whoa, the Pirates look actually good this year during a baseball season. We'll see how long that continues. But how about this? The Houston Astros just do what they do. Doesn't matter who's on the mound, who's in the lineup, who's injured or not. They go down and end a massive streak for the Tampa Bay Rays. 14 games straight, unbeaten at home. Astros 5, Rays 0.
Yeah, you didn't think the Rays were just going to sweep the Astros here, guys. I mean, you're getting a little pre-look at what could be the American League championship.
Goals. By the way, Joe, goals, and more goals. Yeah, the Edmonton Oilers dropping six spots on the Kings yesterday in a 6-3 victory. We got a lot more to cover, but we're getting into what is going on with Will Levis and the number one pick. Come on back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it here. Hour number one in full effect. Ready to go, are we? How about for the NFL draft? We got everything covered here on the Sports Grid Network, no doubt about it. But also, just to keep you involved each and every day, the easiest way to do that, head over to the App Store. Get the Sports Grid app. Injuries, breaking news, information, everything you need, including following your favorite personalities here at the Sports Grid Network. And if you are watching the draft, Joe Ranieri, with high risers and fallers here, you got to get that information immediately. Make sure you get this app, right? It's the only way to do it. It really is.
No reason not to utilize the information at your fingertips here, guys, because, it's be part of the family here and get the information before everyone else. So knowledge is power, Donnie, and more importantly, knowledge is profits. The more you have, the more tickets you cash.
And also, head over to sportsgrid.com/watch. Make sure you keep involved, because why? When things like this happen that we're going to talk about, Will Levis on the move, you get a call from one of your buddies, you get a text, you go right to the app and go, yep, just read about it there. What's going on with Will Levis? And this is what we're going to deep dive into. This is what I love, because so many times during a regular season, take a look at the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, the NFL playoffs. It doesn't matter, regular season or not. Hey, why is this line moving? What's going on? Is it an injury? Is something that we don't know going to happen? A suspension that's going to come out of nowhere? Yesterday was so much fun to watch, Joe. I was doing the show live in the afternoon on the Sports Grid Network, SiriusXM Channel 159 on Moneyline, and watching live on the FanDuel Sportsbook. The odds literally change minute by minute on Will Levis based on a rumor that was started on a Reddit account that said this, Joe. Hey, look, I know Will Levis. He's telling everybody the Carolina Panthers have told him he's going number one. Good luck and thank me later when you can cash those tickets. We had Bryce as high as minus 2,400 dip all the way back to minus 600 in a matter of minutes. Just deep diving into this, Joe, it's fascinating that you can use the information highway here, get information that you don't even know if it's true or not, and manipulate the odds. I was in wonderment watching this.
Yeah, well, and it's amazing because every year it's rinse and repeat, right? The rumors, the misinformation, the head fakes that come out, and mostly, guys, by the organizations themselves, because teams don't want, you know, they don't want you thinking they're interested in a guy. They want you thinking they're going left when they're going right. Why? Because desperate teams usually pick up the phone, Donnie, and make stupid trades and give you the boat if they think you're going to take a guy that they want. So there is you believe absolutely nothing you hear leading into the draft, especially the first round, because it's all head fakes. Now, I will say this. It's not like he was not, and we've talked about it over the last 6 months, Donnie, this is a kid that heading into this past season, a lot of people thought was going to be the number one quarterback in this class, period. More than Young, they thought this guy, the hype around him has been there. He's got the size, he's got the arm, he's got the toughness. Everyone's comparing him to Josh Allen coming out of Wyoming. I mean, he's 6'4", 230, he's a big dude with a cannon, right? And he can take a shot. It wouldn't shock me if he goes in the top two, but certainly not where I'm dropping money on it. I believe nothing coming out of the hype here surrounding the draft.
It's fascinating, too, because when you see the numbers, and also currently right now at the FanDuel Sportsbook, Bryce Young is minus 1,000 to be the number one pick, which tells you it's pretty much a lock. Like, we were talking even yesterday, yeah, when that line slides down to minus 500. Just put that in terms of betting a regular season football game or baseball game. That's really tough to overcome those odds for number two. But from a sportsbook's perspective, it makes some sense because most people that are looking, you know, $25, $50, $100, they're not putting that down on a minus 2,400 favorite. But you know what they will do? Go, whoa, Will Levis is 7-1, 8-1, 9-1. I'll throw $25 on that. So that's why you saw those wild swings, because the sportsbook is saying to themselves, well, hold on. If this rumor isn't true, most people still aren't coming in on Bryce Young here, but they're going to come on a Levis. Let's keep sliding those odds down just to be safe in case this room is correct and not everybody gets down, because those $25, $50, and $100 bets certainly add up when you're getting flushed with those throughout an afternoon. But it was a really fun time to watch those odds move in real time, and we'll see if any of those move today. But still, a minus 1,000 favorite about 36 hours before the draft, it looks like he is going to be number one. But it was fun just to watch the sliding of all those odds go through. Now,
well, keep in mind, too, Donnie.
Yeah,
we keep in mind, it doesn't take a lot of money to move the market in this particular situation. So it's not like we got guys dropping $200,000 on it. It doesn't take a lot. The limits are capped here, so it doesn't take a lot to move it. But if it's at the same time with that same information, that's what worries the books, and that's why they move the line.
Exactly. It's the same thing that you see, like, let's just say Giannis Antetokounmpo is announced out. Well, nobody's getting to bet that line just yet. They take it down, they reassess it, they put it back up, and there's the new numbers here. But it is wild just to see it move in real time. And it wasn't as if, because like if Frank Reich came out, Joe, and was like, hey, you know what? We've been thinking hard about it. It's going to be real hard to pass up Will Levis. Oh, did you get that clip? Let's go and bet against that. But it's basically an internet rumor, which makes it so much fun to try to watch it play out here. Now I'm going to ask you this question. Bryce Young is set to go number one. Does he go number one tomorrow night, Joe? Like, is that the clear-cut favorite now that we see the steadying of the number? Or do we get those crazy moves again today with some more ridiculous rumors?
It's so funny. And Donnie Ruger, because I'm thinking back, and I remember, have you seen this guy's hand size? Have you seen his Wonderlic score? Like, all of this comes out, and it's all geared to, I don't want you thinking we're going to take a guy that we're, or I want you thinking we're going to take a guy, and the reality is, I know who's going to call me and is going to offer up. We're going to have a deal in place. Listen, he has been rumored to be a guy that should be one of the first two quarterbacks taken off the board, if not the top. We're hearing a lot of negative things, and I always look at the guy that we're hearing negative things about, Donnie, and going, why are we hearing? Why are we making so much about C.J. Stroud's Wonderlic score? It's not like he's not one of, let's face it, how many quarterbacks every year that we go, oh, my God, he failed the test. Well, what does that have to do with him playing football? Like, you got all this tape on him and you're worried about the test. I mean, guys have done, you know, failed the test, so to speak, and have had pretty good NFL careers. So quarterbacks are your best position. I don't care what they score. I don't even care if he can't spell his name, CJ. put him on. You're going to draft him, and you're going to have him out under center, Donnie. Let's be realistic here.
I think you're totally correct. And also, what did change? Like, nobody watched college football last year and goes, you know what, C.J. Stroud, he's probably going to be dropping in the first round when it's all said and done. And also, Joe,
that Wonderlic,
most people take stock in. Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't even care about these pro days that they have. But everybody watched C.J. Stroud and go, oh, my goodness. It pops off his hand. You know what? He might be the number one overall player taken based on this. And then you watch Will Levis, and you know he's big, and he's fast, and he looks the part, and he's strong. He didn't have a great pro day. And now he's rising off the charts. Sometimes these smoke screens are so unbelievable that they actually make you start to believe them. Now, having said that, quarterbacks, we know, first-round draft picks, they always get overdrafted. Looking at the FanDuel Sportsbook today, to have over 4.5 quarterbacks drafted in round one, which means 5 quarterbacks to go, that's a minus 205 price. Do we see 5 quarterbacks go, Joe, in the first round tomorrow night?
All right, so you got to ask yourself, what are the quarterbacks? Will Levis, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, Anthony Richardson. That's your 4, right? Okay. Where is the 5th coming from, and who's going to go get it? So is it going to be Hooker? Is it going to be, you know, is our team saying, I don't care, I'll take the shot lower in round one? I mean, I think that's the big question. What other quarterbacks might be out there that would give us that 5th one taken? And only 31 teams choosing in the first round here. So it could be, would not shock me.
Yeah, the interesting part about Hendon Hooker, Joe, is when you have a quarterback, you always want the extra year of security. Round two draft picks, 4 years. Round one draft picks, 5 years. So even if he's slated to go a little bit later in the second round, somebody might trade up in the first round to go and get him.
Good point.
You know what was crazy last night? Yeah, it was the NBA. We're going to talk about it next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Thought NBA action was stupendous last night. A triple header. Elimination mode all over the place. Football spreads here, Joe Ranieri, that we were looking at. Double digits and higher. Well, just to give you a little preview for tonight, yeah, we go the 3 and we up you 1. That means there's 4 basketball games tonight, which we're going to spend a lot of time covering. But I want to get back, Joe, last night to exactly what happened. Because looking at the card itself, I said, okay, Hawks, Celtics, Timberwolves, Nuggets, Clippers, and Suns. And I said, you know what? Looks like all home teams probably will win. But the question is, we're handicappers, right? Who's going to actually cover these lines? But I was pretty steadfast in going, well, the Celtics are going to walk to a victory because the Hawks are down one of their better players. Boston's a much better team. They should be able to put this game away. And, oh, yeah, the highest spread on the board was the Celtics and the Hawks. Not so fast. 119 to 117, which reminds us, the game still has to be played on the court. And what were we saying yesterday looking at this game? The only way this is going to happen if Trae Young goes ballistic. 38 and 13 yesterday, including one of the biggest shots that you're going to see in a playoff game where everybody in the building knew Trae Young was going to take a three-point shot and the Boston Celtics still couldn't stop that there. 119, 117. I'm shocked. Not only that they covered the spread, but the Hawks went into the Garden and won that game, Joe, outright.
So if you guys didn't see the game and you woke up this morning and I went and told you, okay, Celtics 60-38, they outscored Atlanta in the paint. Oh yeah. By the way, the Celtics, they outscored the Hawks in transition 24-8. So you would say, well, in those two things, you're talking about what, an 84-46 edge for Boston. You're going, oh my God, they must've win by 20. Yeah, no. They didn't. They ended up losing, and they lost because one guy beat them on the court. One guy in which, hey, they were very content with letting him do whatever he wanted to do. Now, to defend Boston, there was at one point in this game in the second half where he was only 2 of 9 from 3. So it wasn't like he was, you know, he wasn't hitting 80% of his threes he was chucking up. He was just classic Trae Young, where either it's feast or it's famine, right? He's either going to cost you or he's going to win you. Well, in the play, if one thing, if it's a Tuesday night, Donnie, and I'm the Celtics and I'm saying, all right, it's the damn playoffs, and this is a closeout game in which if you don't win at home, you got to go back out on the road to Atlanta. I don't want to do that. So I don't care if he's 1 of 40. I am not allowing him to take that shot. I'm throwing everybody at him on that inbounds and make him have to pass the ball. They didn't, and he did what Trae Young has done before. He made you pay for it, and now we're back to Atlanta.
Yeah, talking about making you pay for it, too. The ultimate equalizer we always talk about is the three-point line, whether it be college basketball or professional basketball. 46% on the road from three-point land. And that's not one of those where they took like 16 shots. They took 41 shots from three-point land. You do that, you can even it up. And also, making the most out of your free throw attempts, 10 of 10 for the line for the Atlanta Hawks. But still, if you get back to the psyche of this game, you liked what you saw out of Atlanta in the first quarter, 30-27 lead. But then it was, oh, no, here we go again. 39-28 for Boston in the second quarter, and then they extend that lead into the third quarter and have a double-digit lead in the fourth. This is when teams are supposed to melt. Like the Hawks go, okay, look, we gave it our best shot. It just wasn't enough. Boston's going to move on. I was really surprised that Boston let their foot off the gas over the final couple minutes, and Atlanta was actually had enough stability to take it from them. Quickly looking at the next game, forget about the lines that they have, but the Atlanta Hawks getting a win in Boston, which most people didn't think they could do, getting DeJounte Murray back, going to be a nice atmosphere down there in Atlanta. Any shaky ground you feel for the Celtics with a legitimate chance, Joe, for them going back to Boston for a game seven?
But again, it was, look at the numbers. The better team was the Celtics. We all know the better team was the Celtics. They dominated every aspect of that game except they beat themselves. This was a game where I would like to say, we talked about it the other night with Jimmy Butler, right? Hey, Milwaukee didn't go out and lose that game. Milwaukee got beat, right? They got beat by Jimmy Butler. It wasn't that they had a hand in, you know, hey, Boston had a hand in helping their demise. Technical fouls at the end, stupid fouls at the end, not being in the right spot, not playing. They did everything in their power to win the game, but at the same time, when it mattered the most, Boston did everything to lose that game. And give credit to Atlanta, they walked through that window of opportunity. So what do you do now, Boston, right? Now you got to go back. Now you've just put yourself in a spot you don't want to be in. All the while, my friend, your team is sitting at home, resting up and getting ready for a series coming up here shortly, including the big man Embiid. This guy, just not what the Celtics wanted here.
No, certainly. When to wrap up that series, that was a chance for an elimination game, which the Celtics could have used and moved on. They weren't able to do that. The Denver Nuggets, however, 112-109 victors over the Minnesota Timberwolves. They will be moving on to take on the Phoenix Suns in a game we're going to recap in just a few minutes. But sometimes when you look at the standings and the box score and you say to yourself, hold on, Jokic went 8 of 29. Ooh, Denver might have been in trouble. Denver's a great home team, which you need other players to step up. Jamal Murray's 35 points handled the bill. Now, the Minnesota Timberwolves did get the cover, but the Denver Nuggets handled their business. They are moving on.
Yep, no, they are. And in typical Denver fashion, it's amazing how slow this team starts, Donnie. They lost the first quarter. Yep. They bounce back, right? Typically when Jokic comes off the court, right? So the bench and the depth take over there. We know Minnesota doesn't have it. So they ended up coming back in the second. It was almost a tie game there, I think, at the break. And then all of a sudden, third quarter comes in and it's neck and neck. Minnesota won't go away. But again, more depth and more issues. The fourth quarter comes, and that is seems to be Denver to me, no matter what happens in this Phoenix series, they're a bet on in the second half, Donnie. They are a team I want to bet on in the fourth quarter. They are a team that really kicks it up a notch when it matters the most here. What I saw from Phoenix last night in that series versus what I've seen from Denver, Denver is a team I trust down heading into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, young players need to step up in big spots there. Edwards did have 29 points, but as you pointed out before the show, make a couple three-point shots because it could make a difference. Why? Look at the final score, 112-109. Could have used some of those three-point shots to certainly go down there. Late-night game last night, Clippers and the Suns, 136-130. Most would look at that and say, wow, high-scoring game here. Impressive that the Suns are moving on. But it's almost like, yeah, we expected it for them to actually win the series. But also we expected them to beat the Clippers with their star power in the lineup. Kawhi Leonard, maybe the possibility of getting back later in the game, later in the series, Paul George. That didn't happen. It was just Russell Westbrook out there. But it really wasn't. The Clippers had a lot of depth, which we knew. This was the year that they were supposed to put it all together, but also both superstars sitting this game out, a high spread. The Clippers do end up covering, but it looks like the Suns moving on now to face the Denver Nuggets in the next round with that 6-point victory.
It was truly amazing. I mean, it was, again, and we've seen this from the Suns, Donnie, and when teams tell us what you are, what they are, maybe we should listen. The Suns have started slow every game in this series against the Clippers, right? So the Clippers, anybody was expecting anything different than what you got early on, right? I don't know what you've been watching, but it was the third quarter comes, much like Golden State, right? Phoenix says, all right, here they come. They come out of the gate. They come firing. And they did. They dropped 50 in the third in a playoff game. And then the fourth quarter comes and you're going, they're up by 20 here early in the fourth quarter. Like, this game is over. And then the switch flipped for the Clippers. And during less than a 2-minute, I think a minute 30 stretch in that middle of the fourth quarter, the Clippers made four straight three-pointers, and it was a 15-point lead turned into a 3-point lead in less than 2 minutes, Donnie. And they looked like they had no answer, Phoenix. It looked like they thought they were just going to coast to the wind, and the Clippers, give them credit, they said not so fast, and had opportunities in the final 2 minutes on multiple possessions to be able to win the game. Phoenix still didn't go out and win it. It was just the Clippers couldn't go get it there. They ran out of gas.
Yeah, Devin Booker, sensational. Took 27 shots from the field, which includes 4 of 7 from three-point range, 47 points. So here's the question I have for you, Joe, because I do have a Phoenix ticket in the West Conference, in Western Conference, and all you can do is say, at the beginning of the series, hey, by the way, Phoenix is going to win the series in 5. You would take it. But sometimes it's not really the way it plays out, and here's the reasoning behind it. Kevin Durant had 31 points. Devin Booker had 47 points. DeAndre Ayton had 21 points. The Clippers were without their two superstars in Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. You won by 6 at home. Like, should I be wrong to view it that way as opposed to saying, hey, they won in 5. What more do you want from them? But I see, like, the superstars are clicking. I would have loved to see 136 to 101 in that game. Like, okay, now we're talking about it. But they didn't seem like they needed every single point out of every single superstar just to get by the Clippers here.
And that's exactly the way you should look at it. Not because it's one, any game can be a one-off, right? Any one situation. But this was a five-game series in which they were favored in every game. And guess what? They lost that first game. They lost it. They lost it because there was a superstar in the other team on the court in Kawhi Leonard. Yeah. And you started scratching your head going, wait a minute. Then they lose the superstars and didn't matter. Game 2, 3, 4, and 5. There were stretches where Phoenix, like, it looks like they had never played together. This is not an experienced team playing. There's a lot of experience on the team, but this isn't a team that played 82 games together this year. In many aspects on the defensive side, Donnie, it looks like they're still trying to figure things out. That is a dangerous proposition when you're taking on a Denver team that has well-established superstars who are healthy and they have just as much depth as the Clippers do. So dangerous series here from Phoenix.
Yep, home court advantage also. That's why you play these games in the regular season. They get it. Yep. Denver has one of the ultimate home court advantages with the elevation. And also, as you get to round 2, games tighten up. Games every other night just about as opposed to spread out in round number 1. We got 4 games tonight. I can't wait to dip in. Come on back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The night you wait for here in the NBA playoffs. It's only round 1, I understand, but my goodness, 4 games on tap tonight, 3 of these games, elimination games, and 1 game that is going to be, hey, who is going to take control of this series, injury information or not? We'll get to that in just a little bit, but the first game on deck tonight, that is the Knicks and the Cavaliers, live from Cleveland tonight, 7 p.m. tip time. Look at this number. -5.5 as a favorite here at the FanDuel Sportsbook for the Cleveland Cavaliers. The total, listed at 202.5, extremely low. But if you take a look at it here, these games have been real sloppy all the way through. We see some scores like last night, 136-130. You're probably not getting that tonight out of the Knicks and the Cavaliers. Now, it is an elimination game, which if the Knicks go on the road, they can actually close out the Cavaliers. So we'll start right there. The anticipation for this game tonight, obviously a must-win for the Cleveland Cavaliers. They didn't play all that well in the Garden. They need a big game at home, Joe Ranieri. Can they get it tonight?
Well, what they need, Donnie, is a big rebounding game at home. Because they are limited offensively. We know that. It's either Donovan McMitchell, Garland decides to show up. Maybe he's hitting a bucket or two. Cleveland is built to win by defense and the ability to be able to keep you from getting second chance points and scoring just enough more than you. This is not a team that is built to blow anybody out, Donnie, because they're not exactly terribly fast as far as pace goes, and there's not a lot of scoring options, right? So it sets up great for a Knicks team who doesn't get enough credit for what they do defensively. Also, doesn't get enough credit for what they have done and dominated on the boards in this game. I mean, they have out-rebounded a Cleveland team with the Twin Towers there, right? 51-38 in game one, 45-42 in game three, and then 47-33 on Sunday. 17 boards they grabbed, the Knicks did, in that game four. I mean, just call me crazy here, but it's pretty simple, Cavs. You want to get back in the series? Start rebounding the damn ball. There's no excuse for you not to keep the Knicks off the boards here.
I agree. I like exactly where you're going here, especially on your home court. You have to make sure you get out and get to that strong start. You can't give up those secondary points off the offensive rebounds and certainly clear your own defensive glass. But let's focus on superstar power. Donovan Mitchell, bona fide superstar in the NBA. Thoughts that he might be going to the New York Knicks in the offseason, ends up going there to Cleveland. But let's look here. 38 points in game one. So he said, okay, he's got himself a pretty good series going. Let's see what happens. You know what happened? 17 points. And then 22 points, and then 11 points here. You need a big night. And also, at the FanDuel Sportsbook, we're trying to take a look at where these points props might land. They're expecting a monster night from Donovan Mitchell, 29.5. So my question for you, Joe, is superstars are supposed to lead you, especially in elimination games and on your home court. Donovan Mitchell is priced around 30 points. Does he get that tonight?
Well, listen, 28. I think he was 28.3. That was his per game average in the regular season. And you just said it. You look at the games that he's played so far, and even the last game, right? That was an important game four, right? You cannot go back to Cleveland down in this situation 3-1, right? Well, guess what? He drops 11 points in that game. And now somehow, Donnie, we're supposed to expect him to what exactly here in this game? What have we seen from the New York Knicks to think that defensively, and Thibs not going to do exactly? Thibs is telling you, I don't care who beats us, it won't be Donovan Mitchell. Are you getting that impression as well? Like, it's they are focused on making sure the superstar, unlike what the Celtics did last night, they are focused on making sure the superstar doesn't beat them. They are daring Mobley, Allen, they're daring anybody else to beat them, but Mitchell's not. I don't know why that game plan would change here tonight. It is tough to think that all of a sudden it's going to flip a switch and he's going to be dropping 30 or more here tonight. I don't see it.
Here's what I'm hoping for, because if you're trying to get a betting angle in this game, maybe player three-point shots, Donovan Mitchell is listed at 3.5, which means he would have to make 4. He shows the propensity sometimes to shoot 12, 13, 14, 15 three-point shots like he's Steph. I anticipate he can't go into the offseason, Joe, like 5 of 12 from the floor tonight. What did you want me to do? I just wasn't involved in the game plan. So I looked at a lot of 4 shots, and sometimes it's good to 4 shots at home. That's where you're comfortable. So we'll keep an eye on doing that. How about the total itself, Joe? 202, extremely low. Are we going to see another sloppy game, or can somebody get some offense going where both of these teams can get into the century mark?
Absolutely not. This is I tried that. I tried no to dice. Will that last game at 205 and a half. And it's just not the way these two teams are built. Both of these teams are more than comfortable slowing it down to a crawl, not exactly getting the best shots, dominating the boards, no second chance points, not a ton of crazy fouling. I don't see why that changes, especially, and we got to remember this, guys, that we're in a situation where these teams have just played four times together. Do you think they don't know what each other is bringing to the table? And the Knicks are basically showing and saying, we don't think anybody else can beat us on, we don't trust Garland, Caris LeVert, we don't trust anybody else to drop 30 on us in this game. So, and that's the problem. I think if Cleveland wins, I think we have a better chance of going over if you like Cleveland. I think it's correlated the under, and as crazy low as it is, Donnie, I think the under is if you are backing the Knicks here tonight.
Lakers and Grizzlies, similar situation, a higher seeded team like we just talked about, the Cavaliers, ready to get closed out on their home court. Yep. The Memphis Grizzlies, the same thing. The Lakers with a 3-1 series lead here. The Lakers getting 4 points in this game, a total listed at 222. Let's keep it simple here in this one. Do we see another game at Crypto.com Arena? Because that means the Memphis Grizzlies have won tonight on their home court, which they've been a very good home court team throughout the regular season.
So it only happens if the Lakers shoot themselves in the foot. That's it. I think the Ja Morant situation and the hand and the wrist is, it's a game changer because they are not as good offensively, Donnie, as they are perceived by the market. I don't care if it's home, away, at the YMCA. His inability to be able to dribble with that shooting hand and to be able to get the shots off, if he's going to chuck up 50 shots, but he's only going to score 19 points, which is a possibility, it's, you know, you're climbing an uphill battle here. Steven Adams, huge loss for them this year. Nobody can keep the Lakers off the boards, right? LeBron and Anthony Davis, they got nobody. And you need that in order to be able to take down this Lakers team. I don't think they have it. I think their series is over. I think it's done. I think the Lakers close it out here with LeBron and AD coming up big.
And I think you left it off at the right point there. LeBron James has won multiple championships. He's not under the impression, like, don't worry about this one. We'll win this game six when we get back home. Same thing with Anthony Davis. Even though it was a bubble championship he won, still knows that it's very important. When you have the chance to close the door, don't give a team an opportunity like we just saw last night with the Atlanta Hawks going up against the Boston Celtics. Miami Heat, Milwaukee Bucks, minus 11.5 point favorite here for the hometown Bucks, a total of 219.5. The Bucks are so highly priced every single game, and despite losing three of the first four games here, they're still getting a ton of respect in this market, in, you know, just betting the game itself, in the series market, and also still like to win the East and the win it all market here for the NBA. It's crazy because it just seems like, no problem, Joe. Three straight wins for the Bucks is going to be on deck here. How about the game tonight? Are the Heat going full blast in this one? Or really is this like finally Milwaukee gets it together and we're going to see that, you know, game six that we've anticipated where maybe you get the best punch from the Miami Heat in that game?
We've seen two games here in Milwaukee, feast or famine, right? We saw one where the Heat blew them out, right? Won by 13 or something. Then we saw one where the Heat lost by 16. Which one are we going to get tonight, Donnie? I have no idea with these two teams. Here's what I do know. The idea that somehow I'm going to go in until I see any sort of game plan that will work against Jimmy Butler, that they are going to be live in every game that this series goes, whether it be tonight, one more, two more, or goes to a game seven. Until I see some sort of answer to slow down Jimmy Butler, they are never, I certainly wouldn't lay double digits, Donnie. They have shown no ability to slow him down. He's in that zone. We have seen guys like Jimmy Butler in the past, Hall of Famers, when they're in this zone, it's not fleeting. It continues to move on. They are live in every game. I don't care how much they are down. I will only take double digits in this game with Miami.
The Heat are supposed to be offensively challenged here. They were for most of the regular season. They lose Tyler Hero, and you're right. Like Budenholzer, wouldn't you just say to yourself, look, if we're going to go down, I'm going to double team Jimmy. And if it happens that, you know, Bam Adebayo goes for 46 points and 19 rebounds, then, oh, well, he really stepped up and we couldn't really account for that. But the fact that you let Jimmy Butler go off night to night, when you know you have to deny him the basketball, you have to run double teams, force him to give up the ball. They haven't been able to do that yet. We'll see if they can do that tonight, but they are priced at minus 11.5. Like, they are going to do that tonight. We'll see what happens. We'll see if the Bucks can stay in the playoff race. Golden State Warriors, Sacramento Kings, late game tonight, 10 p.m. tip-off Eastern. Fantastic. Look at this line. Plus 1.5 as a home dog for the Kings. We know the Warriors struggle on the road, but we're not just looking at X's and O's in this game here. We're looking at the Jimmys and Joes, meaning De'Aaron Fox, a broken finger here, says, I don't care what the medical experts are saying, I will play in this game, which I love to see from a competitive standpoint, but how much is that going to affect De'Aaron Fox? He's not a guy that goes, hey, you know what? I get 10 points a night, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. That's what I did. No. We need 35-plus out of you tonight, De'Aaron Fox. Can he give you that with a broken finger, Joe?
Yeah, no, and we know that, right? I mean, that's the problem. He scored 17 in down the stretch in that game, right? That last game
there.
And but he was only 5 of 15 from the field. So, you know, if you were telling me it was anything else other than the finger, which is the thing that will prevent him from doing the one thing that he impacts the game in, and that's shooting the ball, if you're a little slower, I can get behind it. But much like Morant, how else are you going to affect the game, De'Aaron Fox? If you can't shoot the ball and we have no idea whether or not the ball's going to go in or not and that finger's going to be – and by the way, you think Draymond ain't going after that finger? You think they ain't going after that finger?
With a kick.
Even if he's on the court, it's a huge disadvantage here for Sacramento, any which way you cut it. But the problem is, Donnie, what has Golden State done on the road so far to lead us to believe they can take advantage of this situation?
Yeah, it's going to be a madhouse. And what a shame, too, because, again, you have all these, you know, highlights from the regular season and how exciting the Kings have been, and they worked hard to get home court advantage. This is the things that, even from an outside perspective, forget about gambling here, just a fan of the NBA, these two teams have been so much fun to watch in the playoffs here. It would be a shame if one of the most exciting players, if not the most exciting in the series, is going to have to sit this out. And if you look at the FanDuel Sportsbook, they don't know either. Domantas Sabonis, 19.5 points here as his prop. Harrison Barnes, 14.5. Keegan Murray, 11.5. And Kevin Herter, 14.5. There are no Fox props listed here. He said he's playing. We'll see how effective he's going to be. But the same way in John Morant goes, hey, I'm going to hustle out here. I want to be for my team. Sometimes you do it to the detriment of your team. I hope he can play. I hope he is successful, because this is one of those games we certainly want to watch. By the way, who wins this game tonight, Joe? Who is it? Kings, Warriors?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'll said the same thing, the Clippers. What a shame it is I couldn't have somebody out there. Well, you still got those guys that are going to go out and play. I do think the Warriors finally get that one elusive road win.
There you go. Same game parlay coming up next. We were plus money on the show yesterday. We're going to do it again. Come on back with us on the early line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick segment here before we hit the top of the hour, and hour number two right here on the early line. And as they say, teamwork makes the dream work. Yesterday it's a show, and that's how we grade it. Plus money on our same game parlays. Going to do it again today, so let's have some fun. This is our same game parlay from the FanDuel Sportsbook. Where do I want to go? You know where I'm going, Joe Ranieri. Down to Memphis, Tennessee tonight. It's the Los Angeles Lakers and the Memphis Grizzlies. A three-leg same-game parlay that, when it does hit tonight, it's a plus 238 price. I took John Morant in this game. And you'll appreciate this, Joe. I'm not going to take him to score. Maybe we're worried still about that hand, but he should be able to find open shots for everybody else. He's going to get 8-plus assists tonight. I'm also going to look towards Anthony Davis, who's been an absolute monster rebounding here. We're not worried about big performances and scoring. Just do your job, Anthony Davis, to record 10 or more rebounds tonight. Now, this is my favorite play of this three-leg parlay here tonight. Dylan, the villain Brooks, to go over 12.5 points tonight. And when he does that, and all three of these guys collide, a plus 238 will be in hand. How about that? I'm going with the villain tonight to score 13 points, Joe. I'm ready to go. How about you?
The contrarian gods are shining down on you, Donnie. They love you here tonight in that. And not so much for me, though. I am going to be looking at that Miami Heat and Milwaukee Bucks game because, quite honestly, I already said I would take as many points as you want to give me at this time, 11.5, which was huge. But instead, I'm going to focus on the Bucks and a couple of guys here. Number one, has Miami shown any ability to stop Brook Lopez ever? He's averaging nearly 20 points a game so far in this series. Just dropped over 30 on them. Why? Because he's an absolute monster in the paint, Donnie. They got no answer for him. I am going over his point prop there. I don't think he has an issue getting up and over that. And I'm also going over Holiday. Drew Holiday and his assists. It's only half. Give me that. Give me Holiday assists as well.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.